Soku isika atisenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela uhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu ku Studio 7 ngolesithathu mhla ka 4 lwezi 2020 ngupraxedes Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje
siyazi ukuthi kulokhe kubalwa amavoti abantu endaweni ezichiyeneyo njengoba abantu bevote bethumeza amavoti ngeposo kwesinye isikhathi umuntu e-city hall echiye ivoti yakhe ngenxa ye-COVID.
Uzulu welemelika usedlela evalweni ngempumela yokhetho lukamongameli elokhu ingakavezi ukubana ngubani osenqolile sibisibili phakathi kukamongameli Donald Trump lancintisana laye umnumzana Joe Biden webandla lama-Democrats.
Sihlangana lokunzima lapho siphathekile ngoba ukuthi uthole usizo amanesi nalutshwani lapho esibhedlela ukuba ngcono nje khona lokhu ukuthi kulama-studentes iwasesinceda lapha lalapho.
Abongi bezibhedlela zikahulumende kobulawayo sebemisiwe umsebenzi ngemva kokwala ukusebenza okwensuku ezinhlanu ngeviki besithi iholo labo aleneli ukubana bahambe insuku ezedlula ezimbili abazisebenzayo. Umuntu oyedwa wakobulawayo obulewe yi-COVID-19 izolo ukhuphule inani lasebebulewe yilo mkhuhlane eZimbabwe laya kwabangamakhulu edlula amabili 246. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Idolobho lakobulawayo liqhubekela phambili likhokhela ngenani labalokhu bebulawa yi-COVID-19 kulezi nsuku kulandela ukubhubha kwabathathu kunsuku ezimbili zilandelana phakathi kwabangamashumi amabili lanye 21 abafunyanwe belegciwane leli eZimbabwe ngokutshona kosuku lwayizolo abalishumi babo ngabakobulawayo sebezinkulungwane ezedlula eziyisishiyagalombili 8410 asebefunyanwe belegciwane leli eZimbabwe lokhu laqhamukayo ayasebesilile sebezinkulungwane phose eziyisishiyagalombili 7942. Lokhu kutsho ukubana abalokhu begula bangamakhulu amabili lanhlanu 205. Emhlabeni jikelele umkhuhlane lo usuhlasele abantu abayizigidi phose ezingamakhulu amahlanu 47.6 million wabulala abedlula isigidi 1.2 million. Uzulu welemelika usedlela evalweni ngempumela yokhetho lukamongameli elokhu ngingavezi ukubana ngubani osenqobile uqobo phakathi kukamongameli Donald Trump webandla lama-Republicans lowayengumsekeli kamongameli umnumzana Joe Biden webandla lama-Democrats belokhu bemelele ukuzwa ozathola imiklomelo edingekayo phansi kohlelo lwamavoti awe-Electoral College Votes. UGibbs Dube usethulela lolu daba.
Okwamanje uBiden ulama electoral votes angamakhulu amabili lamachumi amabili lane 224 kuthi uTrump ulangamakhulu amabili lechumi lantathu 213. Ozanqoba kukhetho lolu kumele adole ama electoral votes angamakhulu amabili lamachumi ayisikhombisa 270. Sokukhangelelwe okuzaphuma ezabelweni ezigoqela iPennsylvania, Michigan, Nevada leWisconsin. Kuzabalwa amavoti athunyelwa ngabantu ngeposo lamanye. UTrump uthi kumele kumiswe ukubalwa kwamavoti.
And all of a sudden everything just stopped. This is a fraud on the American public. This is an embarrassment to our country. We were getting ready to win this election. Frankly, we did win this election.
Kuyangisa sibili kakhulu okwenzakala khona manje ngoba sinqobile kukhetho lolu sebezama ukuthi batshontshe ukhetho. Ungabona indlela esithole ngakho amavoti kwatshengisa ukuthi abantu bayasithakazelela kwele Melika kodwa siyabona ukuthi bafuna ukulutshontsha lolu khetho lapha lalaphaya. Kodwa uBiden uthi kumele kubalwe wonke amavoti.
It's going to take a while. We're going to have to be patient until the hard work of tallying the votes is finished. And it ain't over till every vote is counted. Every ballot is counted.
Kumele simelele sizwe ukuthi ukuhamba njani. Kumele kubalwe wonke amavoti. Ngoba lolu lukhetho similoqhathekileyo. Sibona ungani siyanqoba ukhetho lolu.
We believe one of the nets has suggested we've already won Arizona, but we're confident about Arizona. That's a turnaround.
Omunye njalo olandela ukhetho lolu umnumzana Thabang Makwati nare uthi kunzima ukuthi umuntu atsho ukuthi kwenzakalani.
Siyazi ukuthi kulokhu kubalwa amavoti abantu endaweni ezishiyeneyo. Njengoba abantu bevote bethumeza amavoti ngeposo kwesinye isikhathi umuntu e-city hall echiye ivoti yakhe ngenxa ye-COVID. So kukhanyelelwe ke ukuthi kutholakale impumela eyama-swing states. Ama-swing states indawo kwesinye isikhathi abantu abatshintsha ingqondo kwesinye isikhathi bayavota Democrats, kwesinye isikhathi bevote Republican.
Lokhu kusekelwa ngumnumzana Mark Juma ohlala eDallas, Texas.
Asikwazi ukuthi iyozala nkomone kodwa kusobala ukuthi izindala zombili kuhlangene uTrump loBiden silindile ngangabe safubala sifuna ukwazi ukuthi by the end of the day kuhambe kanjani.
Olandela ukwenzakala kukhetho lolu umnumzana Ten Moyo uthi ukhanya izindala zombili
akekokwanisa ukuthi awine outright izolo ngone ngilanga lokhetho ngoba kusasele amavoti amaningi kuma state ambalwa ngathi ama state ang 5 Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada lapho abalokhu besabala khona amavoti kanya bangujiki lobhanqa kuma state onalawa amaningi yena uTrump lo Joe Biden.
Bekusenziwa njalo ukhetho lwejala lesenate ole House of Representatives lolunye ezabelweni ezijeneyo. Akucaci kangako ukuthi kozalwa nkomoni. Ngimele iStudio 7 iseMaryland ngingukhiphi Stube.
Abongi bezibhedlela zikahulumende koBulawayo sebemisiwe umsebenzi ngemva kokwala ukusebenza kwensuku ezinhlanu ngeviki. Besithi iholo labo aleneli ukubana bahambe ensuku ezedlula ezimbili abazisebenzayo okwamanje. Uhulumende yena uthi usethatha isinqumo sokufaka abezempilakahle abangaphansi kwabezomvikela ezibhedlela. Esithi lokhu kuyinto ehlala isenziwa nguhulumende nxa abongi bekhalala umsebenzi. UBathabile Masuku usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Sekungamaviki amabili uhulumende ekhiphe umbiko othi akasalandeli isivumelwano asenzayo labongi sokusebenza amalanga amabili. Ngakho-ke sokumele baqale ukusebenza amalanga amahlanu ngeviki. Abongi bona bahle bala ukulandela isiqondiso esitsha lesi besithi abenelisi ukubhadalela indleko yokuya emsebenzini. Umnumzana Anthony Majongosi, umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso emele abongi eZimbabwe Nurses Association esibhedlela se-UBH koBulawayo, uchasisa ngokumiswa kwabo umsebenzi.
Kathesi sibona ama-hospitals ayasinika incwadi zokuthi sihambe i-hearing lenda yokuthi sayala ukuyenza ama-5 days la. So kathesi abantu bayaqalisa ukuhamba i-hearing khonapho futhi sibone i-UBH yodwa yasuspenda abantu emsebenzini yathi umuntu wonke uyalele ukuhamba ama-5 days ususpendiwe. Khonoko vele i-salary futhi ayitholi use-suspension khonoko. So kodwa vele kathesi simelele ukuhamba ku-hearing yangkhona sizokuthi bayathini.
Uqhubekela phambili uMajongosi echaza ukuba kungani bekhethe ukusebenza amalanga amabili ngeviki.
Vele thina sithi vele sifuna ukusebenza ama-2 days lawa le ndawo yokuthi vele imali yethu ayikhwani. Imali yethu vele ayikhwani ukuthi sihambe emsebenzini for 5 days. So asiwazi ukuthi i-government le ifuna uyenzani, iyavictimize abantu lapha amanisi. Ayiwazi ukuthi ifuna siyenzani. Kathesi ezibhedlela akula amanisi ayakwanayo. Kule shortage kathesi le ndawo yokuthi abantu basuspendiwe kathesi.
Umkhokheli wezina umnumzana Enoch Rongo uthi kuyabadanisa ukuthi uhulumende ukhethe ukumisa abanye abongi umsebenzi engazange aphendule kuzikhalazo zabo.
So up to now, up to today, nothing has been solved as far as the issue of the salary is concerned. The nurses are incapacitated.
Kungakho abongikazi abanelisi ukuya emsebenzini. Ngeke banelise ukuhamba amalanga amahlanu ngeviki ngenxa yalokhu. Indaba yokupha abantu incwadi zokuthonisisa kwabongi kulusizi ukuthi uhulumende sethetheleli ileyi indlela engekho emthethweni, njalo sicabanga ukuthi kufanele uhulumende enze okufaneleyo. Akula muntu obengayo emsebenzini, wonke umuntu belandela isinqumo esasikhona phambilini. Ngakho ukuthonisiswa ngoba abantu bengayo amalanga amabili emsebenzini, asazi ukuthi uhulumende usebenzisa wuphi umthetho ukuthonisisa abantu.
Unkosikazi Sihle Dlodlo, umhlali wakobulawayo osesibhedlela se-United Bulawayo Hospital, uthi sebencedwa yilabo abafundela ukonga ngoba abongi besilela.
Sihlangana lokunzima lapho siphathekile ngoba uthi uthole usizo amanesi malutshwane lapho esibhedlela. Kuba ngcono nje khona lokhu ukuthi ulama students iwasesinceda lapha lalapho. Kodwa nje sesikukhathazeka ukuthi uhulumende angenele nxa kuyimali le efunwa ngamanesi kumbe kuyikuyini. Akukhulunyiswani kudinga indlela ngoba impilo zabantu ziqakathekile kakhulu. Shuwa ngeke uthenge umphefumulo womuntu nxa sulahlekile lapho. Sicela ukuthi uhulumende angenele.
Umqondisi wesibhedlela se-United Bulawayo Hospital uDokotela Nasisiya Sijanga wenqabe ukuphendula imibuzo ethi laye uyisiqhatshwa kungakho engelamandla okuchaza ukuba kuqhubekani esibhedlela se-UBH. Wedlulisela imibuzo kuziphathamandla zikahulumende. Umgcini sihlalo webhodi yezisebenzi zempilakahle, i-Health Services Board, uMnumzana Paulinius Sikhosana wenqabe ukuthathwa ilizwi, kodwa uchaze ukuba zonke izisebenzi zikahulumende kufanele zisebenze amahola angamashumi amane ngeviki. Kungakho labezempilakahle kufanele babuyele ekusebenzeni amalanga amahlanu ngeviki. Ugcizelele ngokuthi ayisikho kokuqala ukuba uhulumende afake abezempilakahle abangaphansi kogatsha lwezomvikela ezibhedlela. Kuyinto ehlala isenziwa nxa abongi bekhalale umsebenzi kumbe kule ndingeko yokuba bancedise ezibhedlela. USikhosana utshele iphephandaba le-Herald ukuthi abongi abedlula inkulungwane i-1032 bakhitshwe kuluhlu lweholo, kuthi abanye njalo abedlula inkulungwane i-1280 bazaqala ukumiswa phambi kwabaqhatshi babo besetheswa umlando wokungalandeli isinqumo sikahulumende. Abongi laba balakho ukunikezwa ama-contract amafitshane awe-fixed term okuzamele bahlale bewasayina kakutsha nxa engaphela. Ngenyanga edlulileyo abongi bathole iholo elingangenkulungwane ezilitshumi lasikhombisa i-17,000 RTGS kanye legciwane le-corona engamadola emelika angamashumi ayisikhombisa lanhlanu i-$75. Abongi bathi iholo leli aleneli ukuba bahambe emsebenzini amalanga amahlanu, kungakho besithi kabenelisi ukuya emsebenzini hathi ukuba bakhalale umsebenzi. Ngimele Studio 7 kobulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku.
Intethe izindaba elodumo uHopo Chinono ubotshiwe njalo izolo. Isetheso umlando wephula iziqondiso zokuphiwa kwakhe imvumo yokuhlawulela isibambiso sebayi kucala alebotshelwe ngontulikazi lonyaka. UHopewell ukhangelele ukumiswa phambi komthethondaba esetheswa icala elehlukile lalelo alibhadalela isibambiso sebayi. UHopewell uke wavalelwa okwenyanga ezithile esetheswa icala lokushoshozela abantu ukwenza udlakela ngokukhuthaza ukuphatheka kwabo ekutshengiseleni okwakuhlelwe ukwenziwa ekupheleni kukantulikazi ngokusola inkohlakalo elizweni. Ubotshiwe izolo ntambama walala esisenkambeni yamapholisa eHarare Central. Isikhulumeli samapholisa u-Assistant Commissioner Paul Nyathi wethule umbiko izolo ntambama egcizelela ngokubotshwa lokhu kukaChingono esithi ubotshelwe icala lokweyisa umthethwandaba ngokuloba akwenze enkundleni yokuxhumana yebulenjini eye-Twitter. Kulayitofu lamhlanje kuhlelo Diaspora Forums kangela okuloko kuphuma ngokhetho lokudinga umongameli welemelika amavoti elophiye engakagqitshwa ukubala. Inhlanganiso emela abezimbabwele South Africa eyeZimbabwe Community in South Africa isisole abalwa yimpi yenkululeko kwele South Africa ngemva kokutshengisela kwabo edolobheni leDurban izolo begqekeza izitolo zabo kuza besithi ababuyele emazweni abo ngoba abasabafuni kwele South Africa. UThuso Khumalo usipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Ababengabalweli bempi yenkululeko laba bamise into yonke yathi khwimilili edolobheni leDurban bezingela abokuza ezitolo zabo lemisikeni besithi abaphume baphele kwele South Africa. Iningi labokuza lisinde ngentunjana enalithi ngokuzikhiyela ezitolo zabo kanti ke abanye bacele esithendeni. Umgcinihlalo wenhlanganiso emela indingeko zabeZimbabwe kwele South Africa eZimbabwe Community in South Africa uMnumzana Ngqabutho Mabhena uthi senzo sabalwela impi yenkululeko lesi asilabuntu. Uthi njalo sikhombisa ukungabongi ngalokhu abakwenzelwa ngamazwe e-Afrika ngesikhathi sempi yenkululeko kwele South Africa.
Kuyasethusa ukuthi abantu esaphila labo kulwelwa inkululeko yibo namhlanje abenza lokho abakwenza izolo behamba bengena ezitolo zabantu bokuza ukuthi kumele babuyele lapha bavela khona. Kwinto esethusa kakhulu.
Kodwa ke omunye wabaqoqa ukutshengisela lokhu okhethe kwaziwa kuphela ngokuthi ngumnumzana Sebizo uthi okwagathesi abadlali bafuna umhlaba wabo, imisebenzi yabo, lenhlelo zonke zokuziphilisa ezithethwe ngabantu bokuza.
So isikhathi sokuthi manje laba futhi abakhona basishiye ikhantrini yethu kuze kwazi ukuvulela imisebenzi yabantu abangasebenzi. Izwe lethu akuyona indawo yokucasha ama-foreign. Ama-foreign sokuthi ukuthi asidedele. So umuntu ozobe esedolobheni washaya u-5 izobe sekunzima ukuthi aphindele ekhaya ekuseni.
Ukutshengisela lokhu sekuthiye iningi lezalwane zeZimbabwe ezithithibele, ikakhulu ngoba kusenziwa ngelinye lamaviyo aqakathekileyo ebandleni le-ANC. Isizalwane seZimbabwe uMnumzana Gretman Mkhwebu uthi sebephilela evalweni.
Namhla kuyacaca ke ukuthi lento idalwa ngezombangazo. Iyasethusa ke kakhulu uma sisenziwa ngama-overt MK ngoba vele siyazi into ele-overt phakathi ayilungi kahle njalo ayilazinzo. Siyibone laseZimbabwe ama-overt egijimisa abelungu. Ngakho kakhulu thina maZimbabwe asikwazi ukuthi lati ezilungise kule-overt phakathi lapho. Asilaleni obenyoni ubuthongo ngoba lo mkhankaso uzagcina ngosekelo lwama-South Africans akade vele eqhuba lo mkhankaso ekuqaleni.
Umqondisi weSouth Africa wenhlelo zenhlanganiso elwela amalungelo luntu emhlabeni jikelele e-Amnesty International unkosazana Shanila Mohammed uthi bakhathazeke kakhulu ngokwanda kwamaqembu ajojozela ukuxothwa kwezalwane zakwamanye amazwe.
Sikhathazeke kakhulu ukuthi izenzo ezinje yizo ezizabangela udlakela lwe-xenophobia. Osekusethusa yikuthi lokhu sekusenziwa ngamaqembu ahliliweyo.
Kodwa ke siphathamandla sekomiti enkulu ebandleni le-ANC uMnumzana Lekgwete Dakota uthi bandla lakhe alisekeli ngisho loba ngubani ofuna kuphendla umlilo odlakela olubhekiswe kwabakwamanye amazwe.
It will be quite appalling and disturbing to find ourselves in a situation.
Into embi kakhulu ukuthi sitholakale sesilwa labo sowethu bakwamanye amazwe. Kodwa siyakhuthaza ohulumende babo ukuthi balungise izimo kulawo mazwe.
We can feed and create jobs for their people because we are also finding it difficult here to care our people and their people.
Yenye ngephelele iqembu ebelizibiza ngokuthi Put South Africa First likhambela atshengisela endaweni eziningi kukoqela lesikoleni sommeli weZimbabwe besithi abahambe abantu bokuza. Iofisi le yathi izaqhubela ugwalo lwezikhalazo zabo kuhulumende eZimbabwe andubana kutholakale impendulo. Leli qembu lahamba njalo emaofisini ogatsha lwendaba zasekhaya kwele South Africa nalolu gatsha lwathi luzaphawula ngalolu daba ngemva kokuhlolisisa izikhalazo zaleli qembu elifuna bakwamanye amazwe baphume elizweni. Phose minyaka yonke kusukela ngo-2008 kuqhamuka udlakela lwe-xenophobia kwele South Africa osekubangele ukufa kwabantu abaningi abanye besala bengelandawo zokuhlala. Mele Studio 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa, nginguThuso Khumalo.
Ezemidlalo, umqeqeshi weqembu labesilisa elimela ilizwe emdlalweni wenguqu elama Warriors uthi akulabantu abamtshela ukubana abize baphi abadlali njengalokho ucatshangelwa ngabanye abalandeli bomdlalo wenguqu. Intatheli zindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Inkokheli yeqembu lama Warriors ngesonto yazise ukuba yibaphi abadlali ababizwe ukuba bazokuba ingxenye yamalungiselelo aleli qembu okudibana leqembu le-Algeria emidlalweni emibili kumkhankaso wokudinga amaqembu azakuyadlala kumidlalo ye-Africa Cup of Nations ngomnyaka ka-2022. Ekhuluma lentatheli zindaba zemidlalo, umqeqeshi weqembu leZimbabwe uTrafko Lugarusic uthe yena akusilo qiniso ukuba bakhona abamtshela ukuba abize baphi abadlali kuqembu lama Warriors.
I want to say thanks to my two assistants.
Ngithanda ukubonga abasekeli bami ababili engisebenze labo ekukhetheni abadlali. Akula omunye umuntu ophatheke kuleli hlelo ngoba kulamahungahunga athi bakhona abalesandla ekukhethweni kwabadlali, kodwa akulanto enjalo, ngumsebenzi oqhutshwe ngabaqeqeshi beqembu bodwa.
Abadlali ababizwe kuqembu lesizwe yilaba onozintimu Thathenda Mkuruva, uTope Chumba kanye noElvis Chipezeze. Imzimbi kubizwe uJimmy Tsingai, uAlec Mudimu, uJordan Zemura, uTeenage Khadebe, uTenda Ijirira, uDivine Lunga, uTenda Ida kwakanyelo Adam Chickson. Abadlali besiswini yenkundla kulo Marshall Munenzi, uVithi Karuru, uThelezwe Ncube, uThafazwa Rusike, uKuda Mahachi, uKnowledge Msona, uTerence Zukamanja, uMavelas Nakamba, uKama Piliat kanyelo King Nadolo. Abagadli kubizwe uPrince Dube, uTino Kadewere kanyelo David Moyo. Imeneja yeqembu lesizwe uWellington Mpandare uthi kabasoze basebenzise indiza mchina ezithwala uZulu kodwa kudingwa indiza mchina ezahambisa iqembu lama Warriors kwele Algeria.
We have challenges with players like Marshall Munetsi, Chinoka Dewere and Marvelous Nakamba.
Si labadlali abathathu ababalisa uMarshall Munetsi, uMarvelous Nakamba kanye loTino Kadewere abalemidlalo mhlazi ithoba minwe mbili okutsho ukuba bazasuka ngosuku olulandelayo bafike kuleli mhlazi lithumi okulusuku esimelesi suke ngalom. Ngalokho ke sizasuka singindawonye ngendiza mchina edingelwe iqembu ngoba kuzahlupa ukuba sithi sahlangana labo kwamanye amazwe ngenxa yemithetho eyokuvikela umkhuhlane we-COVID-19.
Iqembu leZimbabwe likusibaya sikaGroup H, njalo iqembu le-Algeria yilo elihlezi phezu kwengalane lile miklomelo yesithupha. Kuthiye leZimbabwe lisendaweni yesibili lile miklomelo emine. Amaqembu lawa azadibana emdlalweni wokuqala mhla zilitshumi lambili kuyona le inyanga kaLwezi, aphinde njalo aphindane umphehlo ngemva kwensuku ezine kwedlule umdlalo wokuqala. Umdlalo wesibili uzadlalelwa kweleZimbabwe. Imidlalo ye-AFCON izagqutshelwa elizweni laseCameroon ngomnyaka ka-2022. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngokulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Okwamanje wothi sizwe udaba oluveza umbono kahulumende weMelika.
Umongameli Donald Trump uthi uzimisele ukujezisa ababangela ulunya lokuthumba lokuthengisa abantu, njalo uzenza konke okusemandleni akhe ukukhulula abathunjiweyo. Ngokunjalo umongameli Trump wethule icebo lokwenqabela lesisiga, icebo elihlose ukumisa ubugqili babantu abadala labantwana, kungaba ngabasetshenziswa njengezigqili kumbe abasiwa emacansini ngodlame elizweni leMelika. Leli cebo ligxile kunxa ezintathu: eyokuvikela, eyokuvimba, leyokuthonisa. Kusetshenziswa uhulumende, eleMelika lizafaka amandla wonke ukwenqabela ukuthunjwa kwabantu. Ingatsha ze-immigration, leyokungeniswa kwempahla elizweni ngokusemthethweni, e-customs enforcement, lezinye sezibophe abantu abathumba abanye abedlula inkulungwane ezingamakhulu amahlanu, 5,000, kuminyaka emithathu edluleyo. Sibhiliza amaqembu emigulugudu, sidiliza inhlelo zawo zokuthola imali, kutsho umongameli Trump. Ephawula uhlelo lokwenza lokhu oluthiwa i-National Action Plan. Abezomvikela veleMelika besebenzelana labeMexico ukwenqabela ukuthunjwa kwabantu phesheya komngcele wezansi yelizwe bazajeziswa. EleMelika linxusa amazwe wonke osomabhizimusi loZulu ukuthi angathengi impahla ezilungiswa ngabantu abathunjiweyo. Unobhala wezobudlelwano lamanye amazwe umnumzana Mike Pompeo uthi ugatsha lwakhe luzaqhubeka lusola ibandla elibusayo elakwele China ele-Chinese Communist Party ngokukhuthaza ukusetshenziswa kwezigqili lokwephula ilungelo loluntu lokuncindezela abohlobo lwesi Uyghurs labanye abalamasiko la edolobheni leJiang laselizweni leChina jikelele. Ngalokho elemelika selethule izijeziso zenotho kweleChina ezebandla lePeople's Republic of China lamalunga ebandla leChinese Communist Party acatshangelwa ukuthi ayephula ilungelo likaZulu lokwethula isicebiso sokuthengiselana eseJiang Supply Chain Business Advisory. Ibandla le-CCP lingaqhubeka ngokwephula ilungelo loluntu sizalijezisa, kutsho umnumzana Pempeo. Sizaqhubeka sisebenza lezisebenzi abaqatshi labanye uhulumende ukuthi balungisise lolu daba, babambe ngamandla uhulumende ukuthi amise ukubamba ngamandla izisebenzi. Elemelika lizimisele ukuqeda zonke indlela zokubamba abantu ngamandla ukuthi basetshenziswe kuleli kunye lomhlaba jikelele. Lobo bugelekeqe abumelanga buqhubeke buhlasela abantu, kutsho uPompeo. Sizaqhubeka silwisana lobudlova lobu.
Lapho ke belilalele udaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weMelika. Kangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela. UZulu welemelika usedlela evalweni ngempumela yokhetho lukamongameli elokhu engakavezi ukubana ngubani osenqobile sibisibili phakathi kukamongameli Donald Trump lancintisana laye umnumzana Joe Biden wobandla lama-Democrats. Abongi bezibhedlela zikahulumende kobulawayo sebemisiwe umsebenzi ngemva kokwala ukusebenza kwensuku ezinhlanu ngeviki besithi iholo labo alenele ukuba bahambe insuku ezedlula ezimbili abazisebenzayo okwamanje. Umuntu oyedwa wakobulawayo obulewe yi-COVID-19 izolo ukhubule inani lasebebulewe yilo mkhuhlane eZimbabwe laya kwabangamakhulu edlula amabili 246. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo ngu-Praxedes Jeremiah. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku-Studio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.